As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Boy, we got the six guns firing and blazing this morning. And we got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in my computing systems. Be a part of it, won't you? Hey, stay out of there, huh? Anyway, welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, September the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, despite all odds, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Well, yeah, my name's Will Robertson. Boy, I'll tell you what, I've been juggling computers as hard as I can. Anyway, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness this morning, you're most certainly in the right place at the right time to join us and become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, and some people can't stand that idea, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone calls throughout the broadcast for those unlimited long-distance access. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014. You join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Got a bunch of really good email over the weekend. Had a chance to digest it all yet. Lots of links and interesting stories. And I thank you all so very much for corresponding with the old Watash. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Just simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And again, that is P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, the postal zip zone. And that email, Addie, is one more time, bvlhost@centurytel.net. One L in CenturyTel. BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at CenturyTel.net. Always appreciate getting your correspondence. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. All streaming the broadcast today. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Your local listening audiences, our calling number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals volatile, trending lower as the Greek default looms. We'll talk about that in the news basket this morning. Palestinian statehood, Virginia's slavery, concealed carry, banker's bust. All that's in the basket as well. Federal Reserve banking system, central banking, banking history, property, Das Kapital, basic accounting. Yeah, that's in there too. We'll pick it up in the second hour. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Going to be a good broadcast today. I've got just stacks and reams of material around me. We'll see where it goes. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $19.90. You might as well say $20 at $1,838.70. A troy ounce silver this morning off 0.67 or 67 cents. At $40.71, it's red ink all across the board here this morning, folks. The platinum this morning off $19, still below gold at $1,811 a troy ounce. Palladium off $11 at $725 even. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,825.50 for a low, $1,859.20 for a high, about a $24 spread laying in there. The London gold fix. The boys in London set the price of gold at $1,843 on the spot market. It's been trading above and below that all morning. Lots of action, just up and down and up and down. Big, a big decline on Friday. There's no doubt about that. Anyway, we can continue. The SPDR gold shares. Well, we'll have to pick up the SPDR gold shares right after this. Stay tuned. Lots more to come today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moon Day. That's for sure. Moon Day. Moon in the world. September the 12th, 2011. 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Jump back into our market report once again for this morning after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And to find out about the carnage, on jump up onto www.kitco.com. And take a look over the weekend, look at the gold charts and click on expand it out and look at the big picture the last couple, two, 3 days. And follow the, I think it was the September the 9th deadline, be Friday. Wow, what a journey that was. Anyway, this morning gold off $19.90 at $1,838.70. Silver off 67 cents at $40.71. This is all your spot market prices. Platinum off 19 bucks. At $1,811, and palladium off at $7.25 off 11. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a $24 spread, $18.25.50 for a low, $18.59.20 for a high. The London gold fix again at $18.43. The SPDR gold shares, well, over the weekend, they added 10.51 metric tons of their electronic treasure chest, all of a sudden coming alive this morning. They claim to be holding 1,241.92 metric tons. That's nothing to sneeze at. And their electronic treasure chest is valued at these spot prices at $73.9 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, boy, it's all red ink this morning, off 304 points at 10,992 on Friday. NASDAQ closed down 61 at 2,468. The S&P 500 off 32, closing out at 1,154. And it went across Asia, went into Europe, and it's just red and a sea of red. Crude oil this morning, equally down 86 cents at $86.38 a barrel. The U.S. dollar index this morning, not even the DX was spared, that U.S. dollar, that trade-weighted basket of currencies. You go up the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, you can find it there and read all about it for yourself. A trade-weighted basket of currencies off 7 basis points at 77.14, of course. That impacts the foreign exchange rates, as does everything else that's happening in the world. The Canadian dollar this morning, we're having to round it up to get to a parity, folks. It's off 11 basis points now, below a dollar, really. But we're rounding it up. We'll call it a dollar. The Mexican peso, likewise. I'm telling you. The taco shells and the salsa fell off the cliff this morning. It'll take you 12.7332 pesos per dollar. You'll get 8 cents a pop for the pesos. Nevertheless, they're off 28 basis points. The euro reports flat, although just wait, that'll change at $1.37 against the U.S. dollar in the foreign exchange marketplace. The British pound off 8 basis points at $1.59. It's been $1.60 for a long time and higher. The Swiss franc off is up, the only index here that's up 22 basis points, yet is way down from $1.20 where it was recently this morning, showing $1.13. So the Swiss national bankers in there, the central bankers, are doing their job trying to depress that Swiss franc so that it doesn't cost you $150 to have a cheese fondue in Switzerland. Anyway, not looking good there. That's a closed window for safe havens. Over the weekend, a lot more was happening as well. But in the bond market this morning, unbelievable, depressingly low yields if you're in the bond market. The two-year yield is at 0.18%. Of course, they say that that makes them more valuable. The 10-year, the benchmark, never seen it like this, but, you know, hey, it's another day. The 10-year yield this morning, 1.93%. Is that right? 1.93%. That's what Bloomberg shows. The 30-year yield is at 3.26%. Of course, the mortgage market's impacted by any shift here in the bonds, where this morning we find the national average 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moving down from 3.49% a month ago to 3.37% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.33% to 4.16%. The prime rate is at 3.25% and holding. And your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, gentlemen, cost you 45.17 ounces of silver to come home with 1 ounce of gold into the Econoday website. We're talking about economics today, accounting, banking, lots of things involved this morning. The Econoday calendar for this morning doesn't show much happening tomorrow. This afternoon, you'll have Richard Fisher speaking. I believe he's the FOM, one of the FOMC members. He'll speak at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time. Then tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll have the NFIB Business Optimism Index. The Goldman store sales will be out, import and export prices out, Red Book, and so on. Treasury budget, close out the report for tomorrow. The morning on Wednesday, we'll have the mortgage bankers purchase apps, and if they don't get a little sunshine on Wednesday, things are really going to go downhill. Retail sales will be out at 8:30. The PPI, the producer price index, will be out as well. Business inventories, the EIEIO petroleum status report will be out Thursday. Huge day. Lots happening. Consumer price index, Empire State Manufacturing Survey, the jobless claims will be out. Current accounts, industrial production, Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index, Philadelphia Fed, and it just goes on and on. It scrolls down. Friday, we'll close out the week with Treasury, International Capital, and Consumer Sentiment. So this is going to be another week, folks. Hang on to your hat. If you're in the markets, well, I don't know. But that's not all. But wait, that's not all. You know, react today. You'll get a Ginzu knife coming your way real soon with a bottle of cheap perfume. Palestinians see a friendly UN for statehood, unswayed by the U.S. Well, will they get it? Will they not? September 20th? Will they get statehood? Will the UN give them a nod? I don't know. We'll see. The United States, Israel, don't want it. Here's the article, Flavia Krause Jackson writing this one for Bloomberg New News. As the Palestinian leaders prepare to plead their case for statehood. Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're groveling in front of Bunky Moon, I guess. For statehood, recognition at the United Nations, they see it as an encouraging sign that the Arab nations will be heading both for the Security Council and the General Assembly. They see it as an encouraging sign that the Arab nations will be heading both the Security Council and the General Assembly, especially if you throw in Barry the Usurper. You'll have all the Arubs in a basket. The stars are aligned in our favor, and this happy coincidence just proves history is on our side. Now, I don't know whether this is just positive speaking or positive thinking or what, but Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian's UN envoy, charged to rally support for a resolution upgrading Palestinian UN status in a September 9th interview in New York. It'll be last Friday. Lebanon, the only Arab country in the 15-member Security Council, presides this month in the group. Lebanon, the only Arab country in the 15-member Security Council, so they'll have the gavel. Qatar takes over the year-long presidency of the 193-member General Assembly next week. Qatar takes over the year-long presidency of the General Assembly shortly before Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas will walk onto the podium to tell attending world leaders why Palestine should join the ranks of member states. I'd say this looks pretty auspicious. We'll see how it works out for him, that the 76-year-old Palestinian leader scheduled to address the General Assembly on September the 23rd. It is a congenial atmosphere. I thought it was the 20th. He's going to address them on the 23rd. That's important. Well, change your calendar. It's a congenial atmosphere, even though that does little to improve the odds of a Palestinian state resolution getting through the Security Council, where the U.S. has said it will deploy its veto. So the usurper's got his head down, Hillary's got her head down, and they may not get what they want in Palestine. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And, of course, you can find this article on Palestinian statehood going before the United Nations up on the Bloomberg website this morning. I'm sure there'll be plenty of more blogs and other articles around on the web. But 122 nations, it concludes, the article concludes, it's a long article, you might want to read it yourself. On July the 27th in the West Bank city of Ramallah, Abbas told the Palestinian Liberation Organization, that would be the PLO, their central council, which acts as a legislative lobby, that 122 nations have recognized their state within the boundaries that existed before the 1967 Middle East War, which include the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. According to the Jerusalem Post, of course, you know, the U.S. is going to stand beside Israel. What a mistake that is. And he cut that illegitimate box of rocks loose. I mean, after all these years, can't they stand on their own feet? How long do we continue to have to pour billions and billions and billions of vouchers for weapons into the Israelis' hands? Anywho, that 122 nations recognize their state within the boundaries that existed before the 1967 East War, Middle East War, which included the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. Right? And they don't want that. That's where all these settlements and all that are concerned, you know. Anyway, Netanyahu has agreed in principle to a Palestinian state subject to security guarantees and Palestinian recognition that Israel is a Jewish state. Well, Jewish? I don't know. Hebrews, Israelis, Jews, Zionists, Nazim, fascists for sure. You can call it anything you want. Jewish, I don't know. Most of them are atheists, but I guess there's a lot of atheism in Judaism. He has resisted the usurper's formula of accepting a Palestinian state within the 1967 lines that would involve negotiated land swaps to adjust for major Jewish settlements on the Palestinians' land in the West Bank and security needs. The future of East Jerusalem annexed by Israel is one of the most contentious issues in the peace process, and this could well be a tumbling stone, a stumbling block. And we'll just have to see how it transpires. The General Assembly can't compel an individual UN member nation such as the United States to recognize a state of Palestine. On the contrary, said Jim Phillips, an analyst at the Heritage Foundation Washington, member states may completely ignore or disregard any General Assembly vote on recognition of Palestinian statehood, as they often do other resolutions, including Israel. Israel has disregarded just about every United Nations resolution and sanction against them since time began, even though the United Nations ostensibly was created to create Israel. Israel may respond to Palestinian statehood efforts by taking steps that hurt the sustainability of a Palestinian government. Deputy Prime Minister Moshe Yaalon said at a conference today without giving details as he loaded his Uzi and they aimed the rockets. Anyway, separately, lawmaker Ophir Okunis, a member of Netanyahu's Likud party, I think that Rahm Emanuel's part of that, isn't he? Said Israel should formally annex the West Bank if Palestinian leaders declare establishment of an independent state. So the turmoil continues, right? Yeah. The favorites of God, I guess. Let's go into this one. Virginia is the biggest slaveholder. Still see civil war divisively. Interesting. This article by Julie Hirschfield Davis. Got a little bit of historical revisionism going on, but it's not going in the favor of truth. It seems to be falling in the line of propaganda. Edward L. Ayers knew Virginia was changing when more than 2,000 people arrived on a weekday at the University of Richmond's basketball arena to hear a new perspective on the cause of the Civil War. A new perspective. 150 years after the start of the nation's bloodiest war, the audience sat rapt as a professor, as your experts say, displayed a screen image of a single page in a slave owner's account book that showed slavery was today's equivalent of a $100 million a year business. See, $100 million a year business today, that doesn't even bust into an upper tax bracket. Anyway, nobody was outraged that we were admitting this, said Ayers. Although some in the audience told him they'd never realized the extent to which money motivated the war. Well, money motivated the war, all right. But it had very little to do with slavery. The lecture was part of a two-year effort that Ayers, I wonder if he's any relation to Jules, the logical positivist, the university president, has co-led to get Richmond, once the center of the nation's slave trade, to confront its difficult history. Somebody needs to take this boy out back and give him a couple lessons in history. The usurper navigated those cross currents in 2008 to win the state in a trip to Ayers Richmond campus on September 9th to pitch his jobs plan, illustrates his desire to keep Virginia in play in the 2012 presidential campaign. The president's success will depend largely on his ability to take advantage of the change perspectives he tapped into 3 years ago and Ayers saw earlier this year. It is being driven in part by demographic shifts and by generational changes that have distanced voters from a war in which 620,000 Americans were killed. It's also more and more and more generations of young people being propagandized into the real truths around the war of northern aggression. Well, it's a long article. I'll leave it to you to read the rest, the details. The usurper to send Congress his $447 billion job package. New news, Juliana Goldman writing this one for Bloomberg. Barry, the usurper plans to send the text of his $447 billion job growth package to Congress tonight and urge quick action on the legislation. According to administration official, one can only hope and pray that there will be reading before voting. Anyway, the usurper will press lawmakers to pass the bill with an event in the White House Rose Garden, where he'll be joined by a group of teachers, police officers, construction workers, and small business owners. Sounds like a union confab to me. Speaking of, the official said, speaking on a condition that nobody tells anybody else about it. Anyway, he'll send the legislation to the Capitol later when Congress returns to work. So they're going to press the lawmakers to pass the bill with an event in the White House, Rose Garden, with all these faces, and then eventually they'll send the legislation over to Congress. Well, doesn't look like it's going to come to pass anyway. We're going to continue to drop down. The package, which the president outlined in a September the 8th address to a joint session of Congress, is weighed toward tax cuts, which account for more than half the dollar value of the plan. The rest would provide for money for improving infrastructure, modernizing schools, and aid for states to keep teachers and emergency workers on the job. So you just go through the list here, money for improving infrastructure. All right, all of that work will be done by union labor. The only people that get to work on highway jobs and things like that are union labor. That's all. That's all. Modernizing school, if you want to build a school in America, you've got to belong to the unions. Aid for the states to keep their teachers employed, everywhere you go, you're going to have to be a part of the teachers' union. And emergency workers on the job, they typically work for states and governments, and they are typically unionized. The centerpiece is a cut in the payroll tax, which covers the first 106,000, blah, blah, blah. Job growth stalled last month, blah, blah, blah. The question is whether, in the face of an ongoing national crisis, we can stop the political circus and actually do something to help the economy. We've heard that all weekend. However, House Speaker Johnny Boehner, Majority Leader Eric Swinging the Incense Cantor, and two other members of the House Republican leadership sent a letter to the usurper on September the 9th in which they signaled that some items in the package may be broken out for individual consideration and that they may insert their own bills dealing with job creation, trade deals, and it just goes on and on and on. So don't hold your breath, folks. A lot of political punditry and grandstanding during a presidential election race. But they were dressed so nicely, and they stood up and clapped on cue, and all their faces were scrubbed so pink. They all looked so healthy and overfed and underworked.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again. Germany's readying its surrender over Greece. Just in case you wanted to know, Simon Kennedy and Brian Parkin writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Germany may be getting ready to give up on Greece. Well, use bacon, you won't need any grease. As measures in the credit markets signal growing concern about the smaller nation's ability to repay investors. Yields on Greek two-year notes rose above 60% today for the first time. Credit default swaps to insure for the country's five-year bonds and to speculate on government securities closed at an all-time high of 3,500 basis points on September the 9th. I'm just scroll down a little bit here. They're talking about all this fighting back and forth and German Chancellor Angela Merkel laying groundwork for what the markets is almost sure thing, a Greek default. Come down here. Geithner weighs in, slump in the euro. Let's see if I can find it. Bond losses, German lawmakers. I'm not seeing what I wanted to see. Insuring the aid is what I want to get to. Insurance. And I'm not seeing it. Well, anyway, Germany's preparing for the worst, which is that the crisis in the eurozone is going to be much bigger for everyone. There's something in here about default swaps, and maybe it's the next one. I'll have to look at that one. But it's getting exceedingly expensive to insure against a default by on Greece's part. Let's see if there is something more in here, if I can find it. It's huge money. It's like if you're going to insure $10 million worth of debt, it costs you $5 million for the insurance policy. Let's jump ahead. and see if we can come to it through the rest of them. Bank of America to cede the top U.S. rank as Moynihan trims. All right, another article here. Hugh Solm, Dakin Campbell, Andrew Fry collaboratively writing. I don't know how many editors they have on this thing. Well, they have two editors. Buddy, you don't get any news onto the Bloomberg website if you sit down and type it out on your old IBM Selectric. It goes through a screening process. Bank of America, or the biggest U.S. lenders by assets, will likely lose that distinction as Chief Executive Officer Brian T. Moynihan partly dismantles the money-losing empire built by his predecessor, Bank of America. It used to be Bank of Italy, wasn't it? Banco Italia. The firm previously was number one in deposits, mortgage lending, and credit cards. Those honors are already gone, as Moynihan trims operations added by former CEO Kenneth Lewis at a cost of more than $130 billion. They spent $130 billion to be the biggest of everything, and it's biting them in the butt. No doubt about it. Being the biggest doesn't matter, Moynihan said in an interview last week. Project New BAC. They got a Project New BAC, it's like Enduring Freedom or something, details of which the CEO may disclose today at a New York investor conference, is designed to make the Charlotte, North Carolina-based bank easier to manage, more focused, and smaller. And that doesn't bode well for many, 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 many of their employees. Well, here's some comment to her. Here's a quote. "What kind of stupid business plan is it to be the biggest?" Close quote, said Cole. Cole, now a finance professor at DePaul University of Chicago, quote, "I'd much rather be the most profitable. They wanted to be the biggest and show they could beat Wall Street at its own game. And they did it until Lewis let his ego destroy the company." Sometimes the biggest ain't the baddest, and sometimes being the biggest ain't the bestest. Continuing, dropping down a little bit further. Is Moynihan's new strategy. He's focusing on the long-term franchise businesses and getting rid of assets that don't fit. We're going to talk about assets in a little bit. Said Harvey, whose firm owns Bank of America shares, quote, "The unfortunate reality is he's had to spend the bulk of his time cleaning up messes made by his predecessor. Bank of America became the largest home lender when it bought Countrywide." We can see that didn't work out too well. "Only to cede the title of San Francisco-based Wells Fargo and Company. Moynihan's bank slipped to number two in deposits at mid-year behind New York-based J.P. Morgan and Chase, and Wells Fargo expanding branch network has eclipsed all others as Bank of America was closing unwanted retail locations." And there's a lot more. Talks about being the largest employer. As of mid-year, Bank of America was still ranked as the largest employer among U.S. lenders with about 288,000 people. Wells Fargo and New York-based Citigroup followed with more than 260,000 employees each at the end of the year. J.P. Morgan, the most profitable U.S. bank, write that one on your tote board, had about 250,000 workers. Well, that's a lot of people, no matter how you cut it. Sovereign Financial Credit Default Swap. Here's the article I was looking for. Sovereign Financial Credit Default Swap Indexes rise to a record in Europe. Here's the article. Abigail Moses, or Moshe, are writing this one for Bloomberg, by herself, by the way. She was able to sit down and just type it out, I guess. "The cost of insuring European sovereign and bank debt rose to records on speculation. Germany is preparing for a default by Greece, while French lenders may be downgraded because of their holdings of the country's bonds." The numbers here are going to be astronomical, folks. Chancellor Angela Merkel's government is debating how to support German banks should Greece fail to meet budget-cutting terms of its rescue package, three coalition officials said. That's a big deal, you know. If Greece goes down, Germany's going to be in trouble. Lots are going to be in the plate. It's going to impact the world. Chancellor Angela Merkel, again, government, is debating how to support German banks. How do you prop them up? Should Greece fail to meet budget-cutting terms of its rescue packages, three coalition officials said on the 9th, that'd be last Friday, swaps on BNP Paribas, Societe Generale, and Crédit Agricole, France's largest banks, surged to all-time highs on bets they'll have their ratings cut by Moody's Investors Service this week. "The situation in Greece is just the initial problem," said Alberto Gallo, a strategist at the Royal Bank of Scotland, PLC. Of course, that's the Queen's Bank. Our economists expect a hard default is likely by year end. A hard default. That's like falling off the edge of the cliff. We are focused on the consequences of that for European banks. All right. They're expecting Greece to default. No longer just a rumor. They're anticipating it. Credit default swaps on Greece, Italy, Spain, and France surged to records, according to CMA, which is owned by the CME Group. That would be the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And compiles prices quoted by dealers in the privately negotiated market. Italy jumped 37 basis points. Spain climbed 16.5, and France was up 11 to 189. It now costs, here's the line I was looking for, it now costs $5.65 million up front and $100,000 annually to insure $10 million of Greek debt for 5 years, up from $5.5 million in advance September the 9th. You're going to insure against loss $10 million, but it's going to cost you $5.65 million up front, $100,000 a year in time 5 years. That's another $500,000 total. So that's $6 million to insure 10. I'd say the insurance company thinks it's a mighty bad investment. I would be a little bit concerned. It would not be a surprise if Moody's downgraded Italy and a couple of French banks this week. That Gary Jenkins, head of the fixed income at Evolution Securities Limited in London, who wrote it in a note to his investors. Well, not looking too good over there in Greeceland, that's for sure. Here's another one. City, that's City, City, it's the City of London, only City, C-I-T-I, cuts U.S. bank profit estimates by 45%. I think these guys might be in trouble, folks. Are we heading for a new financial world order? A global bank? I think so. Darren Bowie and Jakob Greber are writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. U.S. banks' third quarter profit estimates were cut an average 45% by Citigroup. I'm concerned that global equities rout and volatility in credit markets will pair earnings from trading and investment banking. Trading and investment banking. Now we'll look into that more as we study commercial banking this morning. And just keep this all in mind. All of these articles relate to the things we're studying when it comes to central banking, commercial banking, investment banking, money, profitability, the theory of money, and so on, other things. Morgan Stanley may post profits of 25 cents a share, lower than estimate of 36 cents. Goldman Sachs is forecast to report earnings of 10 cents a share, down from $2.70. You hear that? Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., GS, Goldman Sachs, is forecast to report earnings of 10 cents a share, down from $2.70. Analysts, including Keith Horowitz, wrote in a report dated September the 11th, J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, the most profitable U.S. bank, may report a $1.17 a share, down from $1.26. Big difference between J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, wouldn't you agree? We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
So here's another one off the Bloomberg website, you know, just kind of throwing out a little banking stuff here as we're studying the economics and banking and accounting and all these things. Mark Dean and Fabio Benedetto Valentini write this: Societe Generale plans to sell $5.4 billion in assets to boost its capital. What's this about? Societe Generale, France's second largest bank, to free up 4 billion euros or 5.4 billion of capital by selling assets. That's not all their gold, you know. As the markets reeled on Friday, people were selling off. Well, don't spoil the story. We'll come back to it. Anyway, they plan to free up a lot of money by selling their assets. I hope they're not selling all their gold. By 2013, to reinsure the investors about its finances. It's the problem with this funny money, you know. It's all based on confidence, confidence games, Ponzi schemes, confidence games. And then, fortunately, the banks made a big mistake. They made a big boo-boo when they started listening to the Rothschilds. Of course, they've made fortunes since. Once they started underwriting the debt of governments, why, things started to go south. The lender's exposure to Greek bonds is about 900 million euros. See, it's not just Germany. Greece. It's pretty greasy over there. And it has no significant holdings of Irish or Portuguese bonds. The Paris-based bank said today in a statement, Societe Generale aims to cut the cost base of its investment bank by 5% and have a core Tier 1 capital ratio well above 9% by 2013. The company is already shedding jobs in some countries, it said. So I guess it's not just Bank of America downsizing. They all be downsizing. Societe Generale fell as much as 13% to 15.22 euros and was trading down 9.3% at 15.82 euros by 9:06 a.m. in Paris trading, given in market value, so on and so forth. The bank, along with French rivals BNP Paribas, SA, and Credit Agricole, may have their credit ratings cut by Moody's Investor Service this week because of their investments in Greece. Don't get greasy, man. Don't get too greasy, you bunch of greasy slime balls. Anyway, here's another one. Stocks decline as the euro weakens on Greece. It's all over Bloomberg's front page today, folks. All over. Justin Kerrigan and Mark Gilbert writing this one collaboratively. European stocks slumped as France's largest three largest banks dropped as much as 13%. MSCI All Country World Index headed for a bear market as the stocks Europe 600 index retreated 2.8%. Things are going south in a hurry. Europe's recovery is quote unquote fragile. I wonder if that's a soft spot. And sovereign debt levels will keep rising through 2012 in the aftermath of the recession, European Commission said today. The market is in extreme fear. Whoa, dude. Here's the quote. The market is in extreme fear, said Charles Berry, a fixed income trader at Landesbank Baden-Württemberg in Stuttgart, in an interview, quote, it's the problem in the euro area that drove that sentiment. Extreme fear. So bow our heads in worship at the throne. Doubt, doubt, doubt. Fear, fear, fear. And worry, worry, worry. Bank declines. The MSCI All Country World Index dropped 4.4%, bringing the gauge within one index point of a 20% slide from its high this year. Off. 20%. Gold? Silver? They're still up. Up and up well, especially silver. The euro depreciated 0.4% to $1.36 after falling as much as 1.2%. The intensifying sell-off in both the euro and risk assets. Gold is not a risk asset. The reason why gold is down is because everybody's dumping all their risk assets and moving into the safe haven of gold and silver and other things that have value, realism, not illusory value. The intensifying sell-off in both the euro and risk assets in general reflects heightened investor fear that Greece is on the verge of defaulting. Of course, listen to the alternative media for any length of time at all. You know that Robert Chapman and so many other people, including Max Kaiser, have been talking about this Greece default for a long time. But now, it's mainstream. They can't get away from it. It's like that 2,500-pound baby elephant doing pirouettes on the parlor piano. Nuke plant needs quake review each decade. This guy, Jaxo, of course, that's not the way he wants us to say his name, but that's the way it looks phonetically. I don't know whether it's Polish or what. J-A-C-Z-K-O, maybe Hungarian. I don't know. Jaxo. Guy's like 33 feet tall. Brian Wingfield writing this one. A little older news. But the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission should, for the first time, require plant owners to review earthquake hazards at least once a decade. And the chairman, Gregory Jaxo, backing a proposal opposed by industry, quote, it's a very sensible and reasonable thing to do, Jaxo said in an interview with Bloomberg government yesterday at the NRC's headquarters in Rockville, Maryland. A 10-year review doesn't necessarily mean a 10-year modification to the plants. And it goes on talking about safety, remember? Safety. The NRC has no requirements for regular reviews of earthquake and flood safety. Now we're going to expand it. Earthquakes and floods. Remember the nuclear plant that was being threatened by a flood as the Corps of Engineers blew all the dikes and levees and the Missouri River flooded? A once-a-decade evaluation with upgrades of facilities as needed was among proposals in an agency task force. These are the jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task forces. It's called 911, as we just passed the 911 remembrance. Anyway, the commission requested the study to improve the safety at 104 U.S. commercial reactors. Bet you didn't know we had so many. After an earthquake and a tsunami in March triggered meltdowns and radiation leaks at Tokyo, particular concern, they're looking at all the plants that use GE technology, by the way. In the article, seeking to head off mandatory earthquake safety reviews, nuclear plant owners called instead for dealing with new seismic information as it emerges in comments issued September the 6th. So I guess we're going to wait until the earthquake and then think about it. Anyway, reevaluations of seismic and flooding hazards should be considered as part of the NRC long-term activity. So I guess we're going to have to go back and just review chapter 7.59, once again, in Agenda 21, the promotion of a culture of safety, safety reviews. It's all being done for your safety, all right? Understand everything you can understand about the hazard mitigation planning system, which we went over here on the broadcast for days and days and days. The whole idea of being able to indemnify oneself against everything that the creator of the universe can throw at you, including locusts, plagues, wildfires, earthquakes, tsunamis, you name it, baby, droughts, heat waves, ice storms, everything. It's impossible, by the way, to build a building that will be able to handle all that, but it is kind of one of those socialist pipe dreams. The global technocratic or techno-totalitarian system demands it be so. All it's about is the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. Actually, this is being driven by the insurance lobby. Colorado voters may raise taxes by $3 billion to aid school. Boy, that's a mistake. Anyway, Jennifer Ockham writes this one. Colorado voters will decide in November if they want to pay higher taxes to pump up $3 billion into a state education system that ranks 40th in the nation in spending per pupil. Go ahead and let it go, boys. Let it go. Proposition 103 would increase the income tax. You ever heard of anybody going to the polls and voting for more income tax? Please, tax me. Tax me some more. Tax me again, please. More. Take more. Take more. Well, I'd vote against this one. It's kind of a knee-jerk with me. I vote against all tax hikes. Proposition 103 would increase the income tax rate to 5% from 4.63% and the sales and use levy to 3% from 2.9% for 5 years. Here's a quote. We had an overwhelming response, said the Democratic State Senator Raleigh Heath, who sponsored the initiative after the legislature cut $500 million from the education budget over the last 3 years. Quote, people said, it's about time. We've gone too far. That's right. We've cut our taxes too low. We've got to be taxed more. Why don't they go in there and look at this over a little bit more? Better think about it one more time around. They're going to pump almost $3 billion into state education. Wow, let's drop down and get the numbers. Colorado spent $1,809 less per pupil in kindergarten through 12th grade than the national average of $10,591 per pupil, per grade, national average. 30 kids in the class times 10,500, that's a lot of do-re-mi. Who's getting all that money anyway? Why aren't the children smarter? How come they can't pass the test?
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, September the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to July, Monday through Friday, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com, he said in a sing-song way. Good news. Every now and then we do get some kind of good news. Good news. We're going to have to share it. Concealed guns in New York City are backed by 243 in the U.S. House. Wow. John Cruzden writing this one. I guess your NRA membership paid off. I've never touched a handgun and I haven't been to Florida in decades, yet this month Florida officials mailed me a permit to carry a concealed gun. That'd be a concealed weapon, bonehead. You've already been carrying your gun concealed for your whole entire life. If Congress adopts a bill that the National Rifle Association is pushing, Florida's licenses would apply to 49 states in all, allowing their holders to carry hidden guns in places such as Midtown Manhattan, where the New York Police Department rejects most such applications for concealed carry permits. Only Illinois and Washington, D.C., where residents aren't allowed to carry concealed handguns at all, would be exempt. That's right. You go hunting with Dick Cheney, you better wear a face shield because Dick carries his gun exposed and loaded and shoots you in the face, especially if you happen to be a lawyer or a judge. Co-sponsored by more than half the members of the U.S. House, the bill requires any state or jurisdiction that issues concealed weapons permits to honor permits granted by any other state or jurisdiction. Rules and standards, including safety training requirements for granting such licenses, vary by state. So I guess I could send a letter out to, if this passes, send a letter out to Washington, have them to re-up my concealed carry, or just let the Florida people know that, yeah, I worked down there for a winter. Send me one of those Florida concealed carry guys. The law-abiding people are not immune from crime just because they cross over a state border, said Andrew R.O. Onandam. Whew. That's a lot of age there, Arl. A spokesman for the NRA. The 4 million member gun rights group has lobbied state legislatures to pass concealed carry laws since the 1980s, and it considers the federal reciprocity bill a common sense approach to the state by state patchwork of rules. And there's the truth to that. I mean, to tell you, you know, you strap her on, jump in, I'm going to head to Texas, and I have to cross, what, 3 state lines? 4? And each of them have different rules and different regulations. It's still me. It's still my car. Still the same day. It should be the same across the board. We have a Congress shall make no law, right? So ironic. The bill effectively prevents a state from controlling who has guns within the state, which has always been a core police power function of state government, said John Donahue, boy, sounds like my grandpa there, a professor at Stanford Law School, who said he thinks it would be held unconstitutional. It's so ironic that it is the conservatives who are trying to push this encroachment, since they're usually very active in championing states' rights. And so he's got a little bit of a right thing going here. You know, you want states' rights when it's good for your issue. You don't want states' rights when it's not good for your issue. That ain't right. One size fits all, baby. It's either an amendment that applies or it ain't. Florida, which granted my permit after I viewed a half-hour online safety video, now says it's made a mistake. Quote, unfortunately, our office made an error in completing your application, wrote Sterling Ivy. I wonder if he's any relation to Ivy Ledbetter Lee. A spokesman for the state licensing division in an email response after I asked why would somebody with no handgun experience got a permit. Well, we obviously made a mistake because you were a twit, Sterling. Anyway, while Florida law doesn't set a minimum number of hours for safety training or specify what the training must include, it does require trainers to keep documentation that applicants have been observed safely handling and discharging the firearm. Well, there was no such documentation in Ivy's case, and so he's going to be causing a little bit of grief. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so having had our fill at the the Global Regurgitorium, here we are on our Monday, September the 12th, 2011, two-hour broadcast, Become Vocal Local, having had our fill at the Global Regurgitorium of the News, let us proceed to something a little bit more interesting here in the second hour of today's broadcast. Go into the dictionaries, this out of a Webster's 1960s model, I think it is. Let me just check over here. The second college edition, Webster's New World. Yeah, this was a, no, this is a 1970. This is one I picked up recently at a flea market, but this one's a hardbound. I have a 1960s over there too, but the cover's getting a little bit sweet on it. Anyway, but here we go. Let's go into, we've been studying all of this money stuff. Money, 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 money. Right? So let's go in. Economics. There's a root in here. It's eco. Eco. You know, they got the eco-social. That's the United Nations. You got all the ecologists, all of the environmental green weenies and wackos out there. But eco, what is it all about? Well, eco is a combining form from Greek oiko or oiku, oikos, the house. It's house, oikos, a house. It's combining form meaning environment or habitat, you know, Habitat for Humanity, the environmental initiatives, eco science and all that. But it's also the root of the word economics. Economic, economy, it's all in there, all right? What is economic? Well, it's ever having to do with the management of the income, expenditures, etc. of a household, private business, community, or government. It's very important, fundamental, you know, it goes way back. Women used to pretty well run the economics, home economics, remember, ladies, when you were in school? If you were a baby boomer, when they still taught home economics, you learned about all of the ways to be frugal in the house, you know. Pinch those pennies, stretch those dollars, provide meaningful and healthful food for your family. All those things, how to sew, how to clean, how to cook, how to balance the books, and so on and so forth. Write a check, balance a checkbook, you know, all that. Women used to do that a lot in America. Continuing economic, of or having to do, again, with the management of the income, expenditures, etc. of a household, private business, community, or government. So we start again, once again, from the natural law. What is the meaning of property? Property is a man's life and all procreative derivatives of his life. And what is freedom? 100% control of that property 100% of the time. So even though Proudhon, you know, said property is theft, well, he wasn't thinking very clearly. Unfortunately, we didn't follow Proudhon too far in his thinking, but he was influencing many people in his day. But drop down a little bit more, econometrics. The use of mathematical and statistical methods in the field of economics to verify and develop economic theories. And they're all theories. You know, we go up and we look at the Econody website every morning, and they give us a lot of theories. We can listen to Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee. There are guys involved in buying the bonds and the treasuries. Well, it's all theories there. You know, they've been batting the air and firing blanks for quite some time. They have a lot of theories. Lord John Maynard Keynes, the Keynesian School of Economics, back in Bretton Woods 1 and forward, and the IMF, etc., this foolhardy idea or notion that one could actually spend their way to prosperity. Yeah, buddy. Going to have to study accounting a little better than that there, Johnny. He has destroyed the world's economic system, but people continue to believe in it anyway. Let's go on a little bit further here. Economical. Not wasting money, time, fuel, etc. Thrifty. An economical person, an economical stove, expressed or done with economy using few lines, words, etc. of economics. Economic. Let's drop in. Look at that one. Economics is science. Now it's a science. It's an art and science. The science that deals with the production, distribution, and consumption of wealth. And with the various related problems of labor, finance, taxation, etc. Political economy. Of course, we go back and take a look, and we're going to Karl Mordecai Marx. We'll find out a little bit more about that, political economy. Where did that come from? Well, that came from Adam Smith. We'll find out a little bit maybe more about him today and in the future as well. Economic factors or relationships, economy, in general. It's a management of a household or a state, public revenue. He's working right out of the dictionary here. It's the management of the income, expenditures, etc. of a household, private business, community or government, careful management of wealth, resources, etc., avoidance of waste by careful planning and use, thrift or thrifty use, restrained or efficient use of one's materials, techniques, etc., especially by an artist, an instance of such management or use, a way of economizing, an orderly management or arrangement of parts. You see, even if you start simply with man, what is property? Man. If you start with that and understand that all forms of government and all forms of economy and political economy all begin in the house. They all begin with the individual. It's all founded upon the individual, and the individual in his own right is property. That's right. That's a fact. It's a system of or producing, distributing, and consuming wealth. is the condition of such a system a relative prosperity of a country? Apparently, Benjamin Shalom and the boys don't quite understand these simple lessons. They don't have any dictionaries in Washington, D.C., apparently. They probably have been out of school for a long time, too, most of them. Of course, we know some of the books that they've studied because I collect the books that they studied. Here's another one. Copyright 1945 by the Southwestern Publishing Company out of Cincinnati, Ohio. What's the title of the book? Why, it's Accounting Principles, 4th edition, by Howard S. Noble, who was a certified public accountant, professor of accounting, and dean of the College of Business Administration at the University of California, L.A. That's what he says here in his book. He starts out this way in the preface. Excuse me. A knowledge of accounting is essential to all who wish to understand our modern economic system. This is 1945. Its usefulness is not restricted to practicing accountants, but extends to responsible men engaged in all fields of business and public activity. So if you want to become vocal local, and you want to go down to your county commission, and you want to talk about budget and budget items and things like that, and gross spending and fraud and waste and all that, it might be helpful or useful to familiarize yourself with some of the basic accounting that is used to understand our modern economic system. The study of accounting should enable college and university students. So we're working out of a college and university textbook here, and it's some 760 pages long, by the way. The study of accounting should enable college and university students to understand better not only our modern economic society, but also their relation to that society. You know, it's always a finger-pointing game. You know, go around pointing the fingers at the banks, you know. Don't buy. Don't comply. Ask why. And they have no clue of what they're talking about. Anyway, let's go ahead a little bit further here. A relatively small, this is important, a relatively small percentage of college and university students go beyond first-year accounting. I wonder how many people are coming out of college today ever even take accounting, whether they even offer it in high school anymore, used to. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Reminds me of a lyric out of a song in the 1970s, "The things that pass for knowledge, I just can't understand." Yeah, a relatively small percentage, again, of college. It's out of an accounting's principles accounting textbook, 1945, you know, college and university. A relatively small percentage of college and university students go beyond the first year accounting. It's important that no significant part of accounting being omitted from their consideration. It's also important that the services of accounting to business and to society be understood by them. It's hoped that the use of this book will help make such students more intelligent members of our social order. Wow, what words. What language. 1945. Think about that. More intelligent members of our social order. Order? Economic order? Economic society? Essential to all who want to understand our modern economic system? Well, there's a lot of truth to this. H.S. Noble starts that way. Let's jump over here. Chapter 1. Of course, this so often the case with our textbooks, you know, there's not a mark in them. Well, this one, fortunately, some young lass sat down and studied this book. Not all of this book was assigned. Not all of the problems were covered. But most of the chapters were 760 pages of text here. And all of the working assignments and things like that. And there was a workbook that came with it, too. You know, if you were to go out today to a university and want to take a course in accounting, you know, there'd be $150 or more dollars per credit hour. I picked this one up at the flea market the other day for a dollar. Wow. It'll take me about a month to read through it, just like it did Delavue and Howard's Principles of Business Law, just like it was the Principles of Business. Another Southwestern publishing book, you know, these old textbooks. You can learn a lot in your spare time if you have an inclination to do so. Chapter 1, The Meaning and Purpose of Accounting. Folks, listen to how this book starts. Property and Business Operations. That's right. Wow. They said the word property. Property and business operations. Listen now. The use of property is essential to the conduct of business activities. The very first sentence in the textbook, the use of property. Essential to the conduct of business activities. A place for the business must be provided in a building that is owned. Novel concept. Or rented. In this collectivist world that we live in, equipment adapted to the activities of the business must be owned or leased. If goods are sold, they must be purchased and kept in stock prior to sale. If services are rendered, the equipment and supplies used in rendering the services must be available for use. Wherever there is business, property is found. The first paragraph in this 760-page textbook in accounting. Wherever there is business, property is found. Of course, there are those who would like to abolish private property, Karl Mordecai Marx and Engels and others. We'll come back to them in a minute. But then it drops along and continues, talks about this, that, and the other thing. Well, business operations do not only require the use of property, but also provide through the sale of commodities or services funds that may be used to purchase additional property as the business expands. Expanding business, you know, that's the idea. These funds constitute an important element in the total property of the business. If a business is conducted in such a way that its total property increases, the business is said to be a success. Wow. No surprise that our businesses are faltering. They've turned their backs on property. They forgot what freedom is. Most businesses with large investments in property at the present time, that'd be 1945, began years ago as small enterprises with but little property. You know, we talk about it here from time to time, encouraging everyone to think not from the standpoint of a wage slave, but to think from the standpoint of an entrepreneur. What do you know? Who do you know? What do you have? Got an idea? Want to step up to the plate? Are you a Wright brother? Are you Henry Ford? Are you Bill Gates? Steve Jobs? Who are you? And whose are you? Are you a wage slave? This poor, confused professor is out there talking about slavery, slavery, Negro slavery. Well, he misses the elephant standing on his back, all of the white slavery that by far eclipsed the trifling amount of Negro slavery and chattel slavery in the several states. The property of a business is used in carrying on business activities with the purpose of increasing the amount of property. Why else would someone get involved with business? And this cycle of purchasing and selling products and services by business enterprises constitutes the institution known as business. Why are profits considered a bad word in America these days? Why have people turned their back on business? Property and property rights, my God! The next thing you know, they're going to start advancing sovereign citizenship. Well, let's see what Mr. Noble has to say under this heading. The property owned by a business and used in the operation of that business is called assets. Assets. The right or the interest of the proprietor in the assets of the business is called his proprietorship, capital, or net worth. If there are no claims against the assets other than that of the proprietor, the relationships of the proprietor to the assets is expressed by the equation assets equal proprietorship. And it continues and it teaches all about accounting, right? But it teaches other things as well. Not only are they going to give you all of the formulas that are necessary to figure out how you're doing in business and to understand your business, you know, 90% of businesses that are created in America fail. Why is that? Largely because they failed to plan. They weren't prepared to go into business originally. They were undercapitalized. They didn't understand accounting. That's right. Many businessmen find that in order to conduct their businesses satisfactorily, they need property in addition to that provided by their own proprietorship. They can obtain the use of additional property in either of two ways. By borrowing money from others and then using this money to purchase property, or two, by purchasing property on account, and that is procuring the property, procuring, like, you know, procuring, don't get accused of that, they call you a pimp. Procuring the property by giving a promise to pay at some future date. Now, you see, at this time, we still had money. Yeah, we talked about that before. What is money? But at this time, there's still money in circulation. People still had money. You could actually pay for something. Right, silver certificates and all that. Redeemable in silver at any Federal Reserve Bank. Or you could give somebody a promise to pay at some future date. That would be a promissory note, which we found out when we studied a banknote, is exactly what a Federal Reserve note is. Shouldn't be any surprise there. Don't need to go up into Patriot mythology to get that one. You can get it right out of these old books. Anyway, those from whom businessmen borrow or purchase on account are known as creditors. And so the Federal Reserve banking system with the promissory note known as the Federal Reserve note, they're the creditors. We're the borrowers. The creditors of a businessman have a claim on the property of that business. All right, we found that out. by studying the own at all, including you, by means of toxic currency, Robert Rowan, Robert Ronald P. McDonald, until the proprietor pays them in accordance with their agreement. Well, how can you pay if all you've got is funny money? Well, you can't pay. All you can do is discharge the debt. As other hosts say, it's just kicking the can down the road. The rights of the creditors in the assets of the business are known as the liabilities of the business, and unfortunately, we're up to our neck in liabilities, credit default swaps, and other obligations.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back again, once again, into our little book here, The Meaning and Purpose of Accounting, some 760 pages published back in 1940s by the Southwestern Publishing, written by Mr. Noble here, Howard S. Noble. And we find on page 3 here, the relationship, looking at private property, okay, property and property rights, property and property rights, the relationship between assets and liabilities. And proprietorship is a fundamental one. All property is subject to property rights. Damn, what a bold statement. I like it. I like this Mr. Noble here. Property and property rights are inseparable from each other. Whoa. Try and tell that to your county commission. Property rights. Property and property rights are inseparable from each other. Similarly, The amount of property is exactly equal to the amount of property rights. So remember, on our balance sheet, on one side you've got assets, on the other side you could have liabilities, okay? The assets and the liabilities, unless you're insolvent, you know, the three keys there, all right, is liquidity, and that's got to have plenty of gold or things, short-term issues or commercial paper that you can get rid of. On the one side, you need to have the liquidity, you're going to need to have profitability. You can't be investing in things that aren't profitable. You're going to go broke. And then you have to have solvency. And because if you don't have solvency, you are broke. You're bankrupt. And that's where we are today in the country. And a lot of people individually do. We're all broke, right? We're broke because we've been using Federal Reserve notes. Not through any fault of our own, but they're valueless. They are just pieces of paper. Warehouse receipts. Another way of looking at it. But again, the amount of property is exactly equal to the amount of property rights. Now, if you don't have any property rights, if you don't have any rights, title, and interest in your land, why then you have no property? See what I mean? If the county can tax it away out from underneath you, if your local building department, if your zoning board can zone you out of it, or if they can fine you out of it using the International Property Maintenance Code, then you really don't have any property, especially if you've given them, by your voluntary compliance and your silence, assent to go that way. I've heard many accounts lately that codes and ordinances are not law, and that your towns don't have any jurisdiction, any authority, really, to make law. And so you don't necessarily have to comply, but you have to be crafty in the court to know how to present that argument right. Property rights, including the rights of the creditors as well as those of the owners, are sometimes called equities. I mean, Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, Standard & Poor's, 500, these are all equities, right? They're sometimes called equities. There's a reason for that. We'll find out more about it as we continue our study of banking, commercial banking, investment banking, banknotes, the theory of money, and so much more in the days ahead. But again, property rights, including the rights of the creditors. You know, the creditor has rights too. That's right. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and the boys at the Fed, they got rights too. And they're willing to exercise those rights. And they're ready to bundle up all the equities and sell it to somebody else that has assets like gold, like the Chinese. The equation then lists properties or assets on the left-hand side, and people who have rights or equities in those properties on the right-hand side. So on one hand, on the left side, you've got assets, and on the right hand, you have proprietorship. Right? You can also throw in the liabilities on the right-hand side, because they have to be balanced against the assets. That's the whole idea about demand deposits. You go to the bank, you got a check for $100, you're going to deposit into your bank. It doesn't become an asset of the bank, it becomes a liability of the bank. They have to balance out your deposit with their own reserves. Because your deposit is known as a demand deposit. You might change your mind as soon as you go out the door, think you're going to get another popsicle, so you go in there and you demand your deposit back in the form of cash. And they need to keep enough cash, Federal Reserve notes, on hand to accommodate your demand. The equation then lists the properties of the assets on the left-hand side and people who have rights or equities in those properties on the right-hand side. It's obvious that such an equation must always balance. And then it continues and it talks about other things. We're just going to let it go right there for today. We'll come back to that in the future. Very interesting book. I'm enjoying reading it already. Let's jump over here. Let's pick this up right here. Very interesting. This is Capital and Other Writings by Karl Mordecai Marx. Karl Marx, everybody's heard of Das Kapital. Okay. And this is edited by Max Eastman. Eastman, very interesting fellow. You might want to look him up. Max Eastman, like Eastman Kodak. The Modern Library series. This is an abridgment. And here on page 10 in the introduction, it's X. In order to help the American student get hold of the monumental ideas of Karl Marx, which is his duty, and yet retain that skeptical poise of the scientific thinker, which is his privilege, I have devised a non-philosophic way of presenting those ideas. I present them as a system of social and political engineering. Social and political engineering. Of course, we could go up and visit with Aldous Huxley in his Brave New World Revisited and find out about who's going to watch over the guardians, who's going to watch over the custodians. But we can also remember what we're studying, which is positivism. I'm just taking a sidebar in our study of positivism so that we can understand that when the positivists visualize the positive stage of human development where we are basically being ruled by the captains of finance and industry, and boy, howdy, aren't we? And that they would appoint a dictator, and they've got lots of dictators, don't they? They sure do, Ban Ki-moon being just one of them, Ned Anyahu and the usurper being two more, lots of dictators. But we're being run by the, led by the captains of finance and industry, you know, Lloyd Blankfein, J.P. Morgan, Citi, Wells Fargo, etc., GE, Monsanto, and the rest of them. But it's interesting when we look at this system that they would be, these captains of finance and industry, through their appointed dictator ruling the world, they would be supported in all that they do by a cadre of super social scientists. Of course, economists are those social scientists as well, as your local health department and the child protective services, more of these social scientists. The health department knows more about food, and the child protective services know more about rearing young ones than you do, even if you are their parents. Of course, you've got to be careful with that word parent. Al Anthony teach you all about that. Might be their mother and their father, and you have sons and daughters. But if you get into parents and childs, you're talking about a ward of the state relationship, and that's where we hang ourselves with our words. But if we go through this process, we understand we're talking about Henry St. Simon, Claude Henry du Rouvroy, St. Simon de Comte, St. Simon, St. Simonians, and Auguste Comte. But it's curious, because we're going to study Das Kapital, Karl Mordecai Marx, for a few minutes here, because we're going to find this on page 173 of the Penguin Classics here, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, The Communist Manifesto. Of course, as I've shared with you in the past, I was introduced to the Communist Manifesto on the recommendation of none other than Jane Fonda. She was right. I really did need to read this book. I'm glad I did, too, by golly. I've been a staunch anti-communist my entire life, thanks to Jane Fonda. But anyway, the use of a historical conception of property, see, we're still talking about property, and of the state, we get yet another example of the indirect impact of natural law approach. Talk a lot about the laws of nature, nature's God. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable or unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Secure the blessings of those. We institute, man institutes government among himself. But anyway, the first form of socialism, listen now, to which Marx, that would be Karl Mordecai, had originally been introduced in his teenage years by his future father-in-law, Ludwig von Westphalen, was that of St. Simon. Curious, isn't it? I keep trying to show you that positivism has a lot more to bear on things than communism or socialism or Zionism. It's positivism, baby. Again, the first form of socialism to which Marx had originally been introduced was that of St. Simon. From at least 1817, St. Simon and his followers, those would be the St. Simonians, worked with a historically relative conception of property. The latter, quote, doctrine of St. Simon, summed up their view by stating that, quote, this great word property has represented something different at every epoch of history. It always depends on your perspective, your vantage point, as to what these words mean. Words do have meanings, and their meanings are important, but their meanings are subject to change as time changes. Furthermore, St. Simon himself never connected his ideas of social and political reorganization with notions of his positive community, and he made no appeal to natural rights, Henry St. Simon. His conceptions of modern society and economy was based in a large part upon the political economist Jean-Baptiste Say, the main French follower of Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations. Well, how do you like that? Be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And so back into the text again, right out of Das Kapital now. This is an introduction, lengthy introduction by Mr. Eastman. No, it isn't. This is an introduction by somebody else. This is a different book. I'm sorry. It's an introduction and notes by Gareth Stedman Jones. Gareth Stedman Jones. This is the Penguin classic. Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, The Communist Manifesto. And most of this book, by the way, is the introduction and all of the discussions and then the various versions, because the manifesto itself, they're hired pens, basically, Marx and Engels, hired pens for the English positivists, all right? And so they whip this puppy up just for, so they have a propaganda doctrine, a platform statement, if you could, for the first Socialist International. Anyway, a little background there on all of this. His, again, talking about St. Simon. How the heck does he come up every time you turn around? Well, first of all, you really need to understand who he is. And then once you know what positivism is, you'll start finding it every place, including the libertarians who advance positivism in their own way by following John Stuart Mill. Anyway. Continuing his conception of... No, back up. Well, furthermore... St. Simon himself never connected his ideas of social and political reorganization with notions of a positive community. He made no appeal to natural rights. His conception of modern society and economy, again, was based in large part upon the political economist Jean-Baptiste Say, the main French philosopher and follower of Adam Smith. Like others of his generation in the 1810s and 1820s, putting the time on it now, Saint-Simon built his social theory upon the contrast between the ancient dependence upon war, which we go up and look at the report from Iron Mountain on the desirability of peace. There'll be no peace. Peace is going to be war. That was their decision. Between the ancient dependence upon war, as we're butchering people in Libya today, conquest and plunder. You know why the Canadians called it the Dominion Bank? Well, War of 1812, Dorothy. Well, and modern independence produced by peace and the progress of industry. See, St. Simon was really big on peace. He was. Like the natural lawyers and the Scottish conjectural historians, Saint-Simon and his followers, that'd be the Saint-Simonians, looked upon the state, now remember, there's a chain here. It runs from Kant to Hegel, and from Hegel to Feuerbach, and from Feuerbach in one direction to Marx, and in the other to Martin Buber, and from Martin Buber over to Israel, into the mind of Amartya Etzioni, and from Amartya Etzioni immigrated to the U.S., another one of these dual citizen Israelis, went to school at the University of California, Berkeley, then went up to Columbia, and now he's at Georgetown, and he advises the presidents on communitarian law. And like that. Anyway, let's proceed here. Like the natural lawyers and the Scottish conjectural historians, Saint-Simon and his followers looked upon the state as a historical product. It had been designed for the warlike infancy of mankind. But in the peaceful and industrious world of associated producers, the need for the state would recede. The government of men would give way to the administration of things. Now, from a footnote, this was Engels later gloss upon what St. Simon had actually written, that the government of persons is replaced by the administration of things. The state is not abolished. It dies out, or in other translations, it withers away. Right? The original statement is to be found in the Catechism de Industriels, a text St. Simon co-authored with Auguste Comte, Isidore Auguste Marie François Xavier Comte, C-O-M-T-E. Quote, "The human race has been destined by its organization to live in society." True enough. "It has been called first to live under the governmental regime. It has been destined to pass from the governmental or military regime to the administrative or industrial regime." And I can assure you, we live under not maritime law, but administrative law and lex mercatoria. Right? The law merchant. Once sufficient progress has been made in the positive sciences and in industry. So there's more on that. Of course, we really couldn't conclude a discussion of property without jumping over to the Communist Manifesto itself, excuse me, where we find in the introduction here of the Manifesto of the Communist Party, as written by Marx and Engels. It starts this way: "A specter is haunting Europe, the specter of communism. All the powers of old Europe have entered into a holy alliance to exorcise this specter. Pope and Tsar, Metternich and Guizot, French radicals and German police spies." Of course, don't forget the Verona Treaty, where the Pope and all of these czars, etc., were all in bed together to destroy America. Where is the party in opposition that has not been decried as communist by its opponents in power? Where the opposition that has not hurled back the branding reproach of communism against the more advanced opposition parties, as well as against its reactionary adversaries? Two things result from this fact.
1. Communism is already acknowledged by all European powers to be a power itself. 2. It is high time that communists should openly, in the face of the whole world, publish their views, as Zbigniew Brzezinski does in his Grand Chessboard and elsewhere. But it is high time that the communists should openly, in the face of the whole world, publish their plan for $470 billion of infrastructure development in a nationwide televised address by the chief Neapolitan. Yeah, that's right. Chocolate vanilla and an oh-so strawberry pinko-red spine, Mr. Usurper. It is high time that the communists should openly, in the face of the whole world, publish their views, their aims, their tendencies, and meet this nursery tale of the specter of communism with a manifesto of the party itself. So they're getting serious here. To this end, communists of various nationalities have assembled in London and sketched the following manifesto to be published in the English, French, German, Italian, Flemish, and Danish languages. And it was widespread. What did they say? Well, let's look at it. Of course, in the beginning, this cannot be effected except by means of despotic inroads on the rights of property. Damn, this is an attack on accounting. This is an attack on business. This is an attack on you and me, our body's physical. This is an attack on all of our intellectual property. How bold, Mr. Marx. How bold. Of course, in the beginning, this cannot be effected except by means of despotic inroads. We look forward to a time of freedom. Less and less tyranny and despotic control. Despotic inroads on the rights of property and on the conditions of bourgeois production. Boy, let's go for business. That's right. Turn your back on business today. You, too, should be one of the workers of the world that unite. United, we strike, right? And on the conditions of bourgeois production, by means of measures, therefore, which appear economically insufficient and untenable, but which in the course of the movement outstrip themselves, necessitate further inroads upon the old social order. You see what we're doing? We're transitioning to a new world order. And as globalism makes its transition from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. By means of measures, therefore, which appear economically insufficient. Now, how can you even study economics and accept this crap from the communisti? Insufficient and untenable. But watch, in the course of the movement, outstrip themselves, necessitate further inroads upon the old social order, and are unavoidable as means of entirely revolutionizing the means or the mode of production. You see how well it worked in Russia, right? God, we had to bail them out. Had to give them all the money for the revolution, too. That's the trouble with socialism in any form. These measures will, of course, be different in different countries. Well, I'll say so. Pol Pot, Beijing. And what's the first plank? It's the abolition of property and land and the application of all rents of land to public purposes. We'll be right back. No, we won't. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.